RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. And by Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. To find a campground near you, visit campjellystone.com.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our Midwest correspondent is Carrie Cox. Carrie is a passionate reader, writer, and photographer, and she is on a quest to make memories with her husband and sons while exploring the world in her Jayco travel trailer, a.k.a. Birdie. Whether she is headed to a state park close to home or on an epic road trip, she loves to blog about it at travelswithbirdie.com, and I hope she keeps blogging when she flies over the pond this summer to England.
We'll say. Any chance we're going to get a peek at your big adventure across the pond on your social media channels?
Definitely. So even though we're traveling without Birdie on this trip, I'm sure I won't be able to refrain from telling everybody about the cool places we're going to get to see.
Well, you better. Let's not get didactic about whole thing. You keep you keep blogging, even though you're not in, you have to like bring the RV over the ocean with you keep writing blog posts.
That would be inconvenient.
We do plan to check out a campground just so that we can fit it in somehow.
All right.
Well, I want our first international campground, and it's all on you. Well, we had Canada, but I want something from England. It's on you.
All right. Yeah. But before we hear all about Wanderlust RV Park in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, we want to thank our sponsor, Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. Award-winning Jellystone Parks have everything your family needs to make long-lasting camping memories. Whether you are an RV enthusiast, enjoy the comforts of a cabin, or prefer tent camping, Jellystone Parks have first-rate accommodations, amenities, and activities.
From amazing water zones to mini golf, wagon rides, themed weekends, and appearances from Yogi Bear and friends, you'll see that family fun is the main attraction at Jellystone Campgrounds. And with over 80 locations in the United States and Canada, you can have a quality camping experience that is also close to home. Visit campjellystone.com to find a Jellystone park near you. But today, Carrie's taking us to Eureka Springs.
Yeah, and I mean, we're going to dive into Wanderlust RV Park, and Carrie's going to give us all the details there, but let's start with the basics. Why are we going to Eureka Springs, Arkansas, Carrie?
Well, Eureka Springs is one of those places that people in Missouri and Arkansas make sure to visit at some point in their lives. It's a very small town, but it rose to fame in the late 1800s because there's dozens of mineral springs in the town, and somebody claimed that the water from the spring healed their daughter. And so people started coming to enjoy those mineral springs. They built hotels and spas, and a whole town sprung up around it. Dozens of colorful Victorian homes were built at the time, or hundreds of them were built at that time, and dozens remain today. So it's just kind of like this Victorian village that's trapped in time. And over the years, it's really kind of evolved to have its own really cool vibe. It's got a little bit hippie, a little bit artsy. It's probably one of the more liberal places in Arkansas. And it's just kind of a great place to go and explore and kind of take it all in.
Now, of course, a cool place like that has to have a cool campground nearby. So you guys stayed at the Wanderlust RV Park. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I'm so thankful one of your listeners, Laura Garrett, made the recommendation for Wanderlust, and she steered us in the right direction. So this campground is located in Northwest Arkansas. It's about an hour south of Branson, Missouri, an hour and a half east of Bentonville. And it's a private Good Sam park with very high ratings. And once we went, we could see why.
Now, this might be a nice 1-2 punch with Bentonville because you really loved it there, too.
That's right. That's definitely our favorite small town in Arkansas.
So you could combo these two campgrounds, definitely.
That's right. All right. If you're there, you can head over and check out the Crystal Bridges Art Museum. And there's just so much to do in Bentonville. So you could stay in either town and enjoy either.
I will link to that campground of the week that you did for us in the show notes to this episode so people can check them both out when they're planning a trip to this area.
So take us inside this campground now. How big is the campground?
It's fairly small, kind of cozy, and it has these really great campsites along this ridge. So there's a beautiful valley, and some of the campsites overlook it. They not all do. So if you want to make sure you get that great view, you have to ask for a spot on the ridge with a view. And the people who own it, or at least the people who were running it that I spoke to, were so friendly. And I really felt like she wanted to accommodate whatever we wanted. And so she got us a really great site with a great view.
Now, on the website, they really did give off that friendly vibe. I was just looking at sort of their opening description, And they're talking about how they will guide you into your site. And it does sound like they really care about the hospitality here.
They do. They do. They double check with you to kind of find out when you think you'll arrive so that they can make sure they're ready for you. And they're very welcoming. And they told us a lot about the town when we got there. So very friendly place.
Now, what about, are you paying for that friendliness? What's a price range here?
It's still very cheap, $35 a night for two people, $4 extra for each extra person, and they have the Good Sam discount, so super economical.
At these prices, Stephanie, we could camp twice as much.
I know.
I mean, we could do 140 nights a year.
Just need to come to the Midwest.
Yeah, these are like, it's like half price for us from the Northeast.
And is this, is this a really popular campground? Do you have to make your reservations in advance if you want to stay here?
It was a little hard for me to tell because we were hitting it right at the beginning of camping season. We went on Easter weekend, which was at the beginning of April it was at the end of April this year. So it was just not quite into camping season, but the park was just opening. So it wasn't crowded while we were there, but I anticipate that in the summertime, it's probably a little more crowded. And if you want those ridge front spots, you definitely want to book early.
All right. If you want your choice of the site. All right, now let's move into talking about amenities and activities. What does this campground offer its guests?
So they have a pool, wasn't quite open yet when we were there since the weather was still a little chilly. And they have a trolley stop to get into town. So Eureka Springs runs a trolley that'll take you to all of the great spots in town. And I think that's really nice if you are somebody who is traveling, like with a Class A, and you don't have a tow vehicle, you don't have to worry about it. Or if you have a travel trailer and you don't want to unhook, you don't have to worry about it. You can hop on that trolley and get around town.
Terrific feature. How far away is town?
It's probably about 5-10 minutes away. So not too far. Great, great way to get there on the trolley. We ended up driving because we kind of wanted the freedom to do what we wanted to do. But I know that Laura, who recommended the campground, had used the trolley and liked that too.
Now, are there any organized activities at the campground, or is it more of a base camp for exploring the area?
It's a little more of a base camp. It's kind of quiet. There wasn't a playground, which is kind of my nobody's perfect. So I don't think that they cater to the younger kids, even though the pool is there. They have really nice social houses for gatherings. So if you're planning like a family reunion or some kind of rally, this would be a great place to do it. And the bathhouses were really clean and nice. And one other thing to mention was that the Wi-Fi worked pretty well. It wasn't very crowded while we were there, but it was definitely functional.
Carrie is on a Wi-Fi hot streak.
No.
Your boys must be like, this camping thing isn't that bad.
I know. They're pretty thrilled with that.
Now, I know that you already told us that we want a ridge site if we go here. Did you have any other insider details that we need to know?
They don't just let you do camp fires at every site. They do have a special place where you can go and have campfires. And I think there was maybe a town regulations, she said, that they just didn't want a lot of open campfires. So you do have to kind of talk to them, but they do have a fire pit that they'll set up for you. And I guess then they kind of keep an eye on it and make sure that gets put away. So that was kind of odd. You know, this would have been a really great spot for a campfire, but it was okay. We lived with it.
All right. And then you'd like to see a playground, but was that about it in terms of the nobody's perfect?
That's right. Otherwise, I really thought that they were doing a good job at a good price and definitely a nice, enjoyable, laid-back place to go.
All right. I'm ready for you to take us into Eureka Springs. So let's take a break. Thank you so much for that review of the Wanderlust RV Park. We'll be back in a second. Stay tuned. Since 1968, Jayco, the world's largest privately owned RV manufacturer, has been providing a way for generations of families to create lasting memories together.
Today, Jayco offers everything from camping trailers to gas Class A motorhomes, complete with more standard features and a longer, stronger 2-year warranty.
Jayco gives you the value you're looking for and the peace of mind you deserve. Lots of family fun is to be had around a campfire with a Jayco nearby.
For more information, visit your closest Jayco dealer or jayco.com. Jayco, generations of family fun.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are here with Carrie Cox from TravelsWithBirdie.com, and she just gave us a great review of the Wanderlust RV Park in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. And now she's going to take us into Eureka Springs, which she claims is a very cool town, and we're excited to hear about it. But if we're going to go into Eureka Springs, we need to have the insurance.
When you're out on the road traveling and your RV breaks down, Progressive's roadside assistance will help you get your RV started or provide towing to the nearest qualified repair facility. Learn more by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or at progressive.com/RV.
I'm intrigued by Eureka Springs. So, Carrie, get us started. I mean, what do we want to do when we head into Eureka Springs?
So the main thing most people do is just kind of stroll the streets of the downtown area. It has galleries, little art galleries. It has cool shops, you know, where you can get those fun outdoorsy shirts and, you know, great walking shoes, that kind of stuff. And all kinds of cozy restaurants that are serving, you know, unique foods. They're not chain restaurants. And there's bookstores and coffee shops. So it's just really kind of one of those places where you go to relax. There's some spas in town, kind of harkening back to the early days with the mineral water. And I'm sure they actually still use the water. You can walk around and see several of the springs. Over time, they've kind of built little places where there's benches around them. And you could kind of go on a tour and see those. And it's just really kind of a charming place to walk around.
It sounds like a dream vacation for a librarian from Missouri.
Yeah.
Let's be frank here. Independent bookstores, coffee shops, the hot springs.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we just were really ready to relax. And, you know, my family is kind of guilty of overbooking ourselves. And we go on vacations and we pack in all of these places and all of these things we want to see. And so sometimes maybe my type A has taken over and we've done and seen a little too much at a time. So it's kind of nice just to go someplace where we didn't have to see anything. We could just wander around, and that was it. So that's what we like to do there. There's also a lot of festivals, and so at different times of years, you'll get lots of people in town for different things. They have a blues festival, auto shows, arts festival, and their folk music festival is in its like 70th year, and so that's a really big draw and a popular thing to go into all these cozy nooks and crannies and enjoy some Ozarks folk music.
So this would be a good type of place to go on like the Convention and Visitor Bureau's website and see when the different festivals are going to be over the course of the next year and maybe try to hit one that would be up your alley.
Yes. And this would be a great place to go like for a girls' weekend. You could go relax, go to the spa and go find a winery and just really kind of relax. Another thing that a lot of people do in town, there's a hotel there called the Grand Hotel, which was built as a really grand hotel and was this marvelous place. Well, over time, it kind of fell into disrepair, eventually closed as a hotel, and it was bought by a guy who claimed to be a doctor who could cure cancer. So lots of people came, but he was only trying to cure cancer with water from the springs, and it turned out he was not a doctor. So people probably died there, lots of them, and now they have ghost tours there. It was featured on the show Ghost Hunters, and they supposedly have, you know, proof, if you believe in all of that, that it's a haunted place. So lots of people like to go down there and hang out in the Grand Hotel, take a tour. They have nighttime ghost tours, and then the really brave folks like to stay there to see if they can have a ghostly encounter.
Carrie, do you believe in ghosts?
I don't know.
Wait a second. You said, I don't know, or I don't know, because those are two very different statements.
Oh, that's right. I would say, I don't know. So no comma. I feel like maybe some people, I don't know, maybe they could. I don't know. But I'm kind of like one of those like practical realist people. So it's, if I don't experience it, it myself, it's hard for me to believe.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the tough question.
But yet she wants our listeners to know that if you do believe in ghosts, this would be a cool place to visit.
A good ghost tour. Everybody loves that about Gettysburg. We recently talked about that. We can't wait till we can go on a ghost tour with the boys.
And what's the name of that TV show again that you just mentioned?
Ghost Hunters.
And you don't watch that show, do
you,
Karen?
No, I have never seen it. I just saw it on the Grand Hotel's website, so I'll take their word for it.
All right. Now, if you want to do the flip side of that, you guys visited the Thorn Crown Chapel, right?
That's right. So there's an Arkansas architect named E. Fay Jones who studied under Frank Lloyd Wright, and he built several of these just stunning chapels that are very minimalist as far as having any walls, and they have these really intricate archways in them with really lots of glass and wide open places. They're a popular place to have a wedding, and it's just kind of a cool place to stop by, take a couple of pictures, and then, you know, move on to exploring something else.
Now, Bentonville had a Frank Lloyd Wright connection as well, right?
That's right. It was the same architect. He had another chapel over in Bentonville, and there's a couple other out there that are people who are fans of his, you know, hunt him down.
Now, let's talk food, Carrie. Where'd you guys eat?
We ate at Aquarius Taqueros. It's a locally run taco joint that had really good tacos. So they had several different options. And what we really liked is that they had an open patio with the bluff behind you and some water trickling down the bluff. So it was one of those just great spots to hang out. I bet they do live music sometimes, and you can really relax and enjoy the town on their patio.
This is not the first taqueria you've reviewed on our show, Carrie.
That's one of my favorite places, you know, kind of, if I'm looking for a kind of restaurant, that's one of the kinds of places I like to try.
Me too.
We don't have one in my hometown, I don't think, that I've ever been to, but on vacation, that's
we are peering deep into Carrie's soul on
this
episode.
I know. Ghosts, tacos, chapels, it's a lot of good stuff here. All right. Where else did you guys visit while you were in near Eureka Springs, Arkansas?
So lots of people will also kind of take some time to go to the lakes down there. There's Beaver Lake not too far away. And we had an Instagram friend, I think she's a friend of Janine Pettit, who was talking about this Arkansas Golden Gate. So I was like, well, what's the Arkansas Golden Gate? I want to find out about this. So it's a bridge that looks kind of like the Golden Gate Bridge, only on a miniature stature. And so we went to see that, take some pictures, look at the lake. And there was a cute, you know, downtown store there. And just kind of a cool place to drive around in the Ozarks Hills.
I think that might have been Linda Henderson on Instagram. So for anybody who's interested in seeing more about this area that Carrie's talking about in the Ozarks region, Linda Henderson is a fantastic photographer who really does
publishes a lot in state magazines and things like that.
Yeah, yes. She does a lot
beautiful
of good stuff. Beautiful with this region. So
she
really
occasionally
like to
compliments my photography, which
get
means
excited.
I really like her.
Yeah. It was like, oh, Linda,
can we link? Can we link to her in the show notes on Instagram?
She's a great Instagram handle to follow if you want to see more about the Ozarks.
Yeah.
So, all right, anything else before we wrap up this segment on Eureka Springs?
So, while there's not a lot of great hikes right in Eureka Springs, the northwest corner of Arkansas is what I kind of call the Colorado of the Ozarks, because there really is a lot of great hiking and some cool, even though they're not mountains, they're some cool hills. And just about an hour away from Eureka Springs, there's an area called Ponca, a small town called Ponca. There's lots of great hikes in the Ponca area. We enjoyed the Lost Valley Trail as a family a couple of years ago. So if you're staying in Eureka Springs and you are an outdoorsy family, you will want to kind of investigate some northwest Arkansas hiking. Hawksbill Crag is the most famous spot. It's where this big craggy rock juts out over this massive valley. So it's one of the most photographed spots in all of Arkansas. And that's about an hour and a half, so an easy day trip down from Eureka Springs. And some of those little towns don't have a lot of RV facilities, so you can kind of use Eureka Springs as a great base camp for your Arkansas hiking adventures.
Well, Kerry, thank you so much for that great review of the Wanderlust RV Park and also for that tour of Eureka Springs. I'm so sold on heading to this part of Arkansas for an RV adventure. Big thank you to Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, head on over to jayco.com and to Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts, and you can check them out at campjellystone.com.
And also a thank you to Progressive Insurance. Gazing at the stars and hanging out at the campfire are best enjoyed with the bliss of saving money by adding an RV policy to another Progressive policy like car, motorcycle, or boat. Save money and set out on a new journey by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV.
And where can our listeners find you, Kerry Cox?
You can find me as Travels with Birdie on Instagram and Facebook or on my blog at travelswithbirdie.com.
Or on the Jayco Journal. Don't forget.
That's right. I have a couple of new article up just now.
All right, great. Thank you so much, Kerry. We will see you at the campground.
Bye, Kerry.
See ya. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.